This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. You're listening to Power Lunch with Mpole Tsulunyane. 1 to 3 p.m.
Now, the number of coronavirus cases in the country is ticking steadily upwards, and with it are South Africans' collective anxiety levels. However, that should not stop us from giving back to the needy during this Mandela Month, for there are ways that we can still help our communities while practicing social distancing. This is where the Four Ways-based nonprofit Witkopin Clinic is calling for South Africans to celebrate Nelson Mandela Day a little differently this year. And to tell us exactly how we can continue helping others during this era of social distancing is Dagmar Khan, who's the business development manager at Witkopin Clinic. Dagmar, welcome to Power Lunch.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to you and to your listeners.
Now, tell me a little bit about how important it is to keep giving, especially now that we find ourselves not only in the winter period, but also during a lockdown period where people are also trying to keep safe from this unseen COVID-19.
Of course, it's extremely important to keep giving. We found that during the COVID-19 lockdown, communities are coming together, giving more opportunity, giving more clothes, food, money, things like that. They're all banding together as a community, and it's fantastic to see that there has been this uprising and this togetherness that has come out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah,
I think that's basically.
Now, when we're talking specifically of Mandela Day, that is happening on Saturday, which is the one that we're going to. How important is it to still, celebrate Mandela Day? Because historically, we give 67 minutes of our time, but now we can't because we have to social distance.
Of course. We have to listen to the call from the president to social distancing and to wear our masks. But Mandela Day is still very important. As you said, it's celebrated on the 18th of May. Yeah. It's a global call to action that celebrates the idea that everyone has a positive impact that they can make on the world around them.
Yeah.
So in that sense, we are using the mantra of Nelson Mandela that says, what counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is the difference we have made to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead.
Yes.
And that's why Mandela Day is so important, in a time of COVID.
So how are we celebrating this year?
So this year we're taking a bit of an innovative approach because, as you know, we can't volunteer 67 minutes of our time, unfortunately, to make sure that we are socially distancing and to protect ourselves and our loved ones from COVID. So this year we're asking your listeners, friends of Witkopin Clinic, our patients, anyone who would like to donate 67 rand or more to our clinic. It's towards our program called the Fresh Start Program. And it's an incredible initiative between Witkopin Clinic and a New York-based NPO called The Gift of Hope.
Okay, why specifically 67 rand?
67 minutes is the length of time that Mandela donated or contributed or fought towards against anti-apartheid while he was a struggle activist.
Yeah.
So that's where the 67 minutes comes from. So 67 rand instead of 67 minutes.
Okay, perfect. What are you hoping to achieve with all these 67 rand donations?
We're hoping to achieve 67,000 rand.
Okay.
Which we're going to use towards our Fresh Start campaign. With that, I can explain to you more or less a little bit about what we're going to do with the different 67 rand that we receive.
Please do.
So 67 rand will go towards buying 2 boxes of infant cereal.
Okay.
If we receive 670 rand, that will go to buying 5 packs of Burn Shield, which we will use to treat burns caused by paraffin stoves, which is very problematic now, as you said, given the winter and the cold and just generally. Then 6,700 rand will go towards providing food parcels for 15 families, which I can tell you is dire at the moment. 67,000 rand, which is our end target, will go towards buying a life-saving monitor which we use to track blood pressure, the blood oxygen level, blood sugar, temperature, and the heart rate. And this is something we use in our ER room for mothers and children.
Now, somebody is listening and saying, I don't have 67 Rand, but I would like to contribute towards the Witkoppen Clinic in some way. How do we do that?
We are willing for people to contribute in whatever way they can. If they want to bring us a scarf, if they want to bring us a knitted baby beanie or a little onesie, or if they want to bring old clothes or blankets, food, even if it's a tin of baked beans, that goes a long way. So anything, you can basically go and clean out your closets with any old clothing, old shoes, old blankets, and bring that to our clinic. Yeah. We're on 105 William Nicholls Drive in Four Ways. We are also looking for any sort of non-perishable food, so things like peanut butter, ideally protein based, so legumes, lentils, peanut butter, soya mints, those sorts of things. And of course, if there are ladies out there who are knitting and they want to bring blankets and onesies and beanies for the babies, we would love to accept that.
Brilliant. And then if I want to donate the 67 Rand, how do I go about that?
So we have three ways that you can do it. You can either donate via EFT, where you pay us directly into our bank account, or you can donate via an online platform called Backer Buddy, or otherwise you can use SnapScan.
Okay, so if I want to do it via EFT, do you have the details?
Do you have the bank details? Would you like them right now?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me just find them. We're Standard Bank, and just a I'm pulling them up for you. It's quite a long number. Could we not maybe put it on your website?
I was going to say, perhaps maybe, let's see if we can get it to Njabulo, our producer. So I'm going to put you back to Njabulo, and then I will tweet it out on my page. And then we will also tweet it out on the Power 987 Twitter page. Thank you so very much.
That's a pleasure. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to say thank you to all your listeners for everything that they're doing towards COVID-19.
Yeah.
The community has really come together and it's been so special and it warms my heart.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so very much for your time. We really do appreciate
it. Thank you.
That is Dagmar Khan, who is the Business Development Manager at the Witkoppen Clinic. As you heard, she does say, if you can, please do donate 67 Rand towards what they would like to do in terms of their Fresh Start program. 67 Rand provides an infant with two boxes of cereal. 670 provides five packs of burn shield to treat burns caused by paraffin stove. 6,700 provides 15 families with a food parcel, while 67,000 Rand is going to provide the clinic with a life-saving monitor. If you want to get involved, I will be tweeting out the details as to how you can make your donations to the Witkoppen Clinic.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.